Good evening. My name is Maxford Nelson. I'm the Director of Labor Policy at the Freedom Foundation in Olympia. We strongly support proposed Ordinance AB 2020-409 and commend the Council for considering this important good government policy. Allowing for public oversight of collective bargaining negotiations involving government agencies and tax dollars is overwhelmingly popular. In 2014, 70% of Colorado voters approved a ballot measure opening public school collective bargaining to the public. Last year, 77% of voters in Spokane voted to open up the city's negotiations with unions. And in recent years, nearly every major newspaper editorial board in Washington has endorsed collective bargaining transparency at least once. And thankfully, it's also good policy. First, personnel costs generally constitute the largest portion of municipal government budgets, which are funded by mandatory taxes and fees paid by the public. Members of the public deserve to be able to witness firsthand the collective bargaining process, which determines how their tax dollars will be spent. Second, because collective bargaining in government involves elected officials, unions maintain robust political operations and routinely boast of their ability to, quote, directly elect their bosses. Transparent bargaining helps prevent any compromising, whether actual or perceived, of government officials' ability to fairly represent the public when bargaining with private special interests that may have played a role in their election. Third, opening negotiations also allows public employees to see and evaluate for themselves their union's representation of their interests at the bargaining table. And lastly, bringing the bargaining process out from behind closed doors encourages all parties to conduct themselves professionally and reasonably, to avoid extreme or unrealistic proposals, and to reach agreement efficiently. Because of these benefits, at least 13 states, including both Oregon and Idaho, have adopted laws providing for at least some level of public oversight of collective bargaining. Here in Washington, a growing list of counties, cities, and school districts have adopted similar transparency requirements. Contrary to the arguments of its opponents, open bargaining is not illegal. While the Open Public Meetings Act exempts collective bargaining, that only means local governments are not required to bargain openly. And there's no dispute that municipal governments have the authority to be more transparent than required by the state. While there is ongoing litigation over transparency resolution adopted by Lincoln County, even a loss for the county would only mean that local governments must bargain transparency reforms with the union. And in the meantime, other jurisdictions are successfully bargaining contracts to completion in public settings. Finally, open bargaining is not, by any stretch, anti-union. In fact, unions selectively advocate for open bargaining when they believe it suits their interests. In 2016, a teachers union president explained how, quote, member participation is at its peak thanks to our experience with open bargaining. It's helped us bring our union back to life, change the balance of power, and build hope for our future. In sum, collective bargaining transparency is popular, effective, and legal, and the proposal before the council this evening deserves to be adopted without amendment or delay. Thank you.